Convincing evidence. We would like to welcome you to this new radio program from the church in Toledo. Convincing evidence. The name of this program is taken from the King James Version Bible. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Greek word evidence rendered may also be translated conviction or proof. The word itself implies action. It is a convincing evidence. Hebrews 11 is a chapter on faith with its history. From God's creation through all the generations of God's chosen people to all the New Testament believers consummating with the New Jerusalem in eternity, to prove that faith is the unique pathway for God's seekers to receive His promise and take His way. Today, we are aiming at the Holy of Holies in our spirit and the New Jerusalem in the coming dispensation, neither of which can be seen by eyes. Nevertheless, we have the full conviction, this convincing evidence of these unseen things. Therefore, it is the evidence, the proof of things to come. The purpose of each lesson heard on this program is to come to that convincing evidence. We would like it the assurance, confidence, confirmation, reality, essence, and the supporting ground of the divine revelations. We encourage you to listen and follow along your Bible and ask yourself, what is the convincing evidence? We hope you will enjoy this way of understanding the normal Christian's walk with us. Now, let us begin with the program by opening our hearts to the Lord as we listen. Good evening. Welcome to our program on the air tonight. We are starting a new topic in this season of broadcasting. We are happy to be with you. My name is Paul Robusciano. With me tonight in the studio on the mixing board is Brother Tony Chang. If your Bible is handy, we ask you to open up and enjoy our program. We will come to today's topic. The View of Things and People in Our Serving, Part 1. Why are we here? What are we doing here? Why do we need to have so many crises in the church life? These are some very fundamental questions we all need to ask ourselves. Without a clear sight, we are going to lose our view and our strength. When a crucial time in our life happens, then we need to make choices. Every choice we make is due to our heart. Proverbs 4:23, "Keep our heart with all vigilance, for from it are the issues of life." Everything is about our heart. Matthew 5, "Blessed are the people pure in heart, for they shall see God." Do we know how important our heart is? We cannot serve God by our lips. We just can't. We can perform. We can be manifested in a way that people think we are so promising or so good. But our God looks into our heart. Everything is about our heart. Is our heart pure? Is our heart straight? Two things in the church life we cannot afford to lose. One is the purity, and the second is the singleness. The church life is nothing but these two virtues. Purity and singleness. Singleness is related to the straightness of heart. We see nothing but God. We come to the church life for seeking God, and we don't seek the wrong things. Anything not for God could be a stumbling. We serve God. For example, powers, riches, gifts, blessings, loves, they're all are things of God. Having the power to serve God, we have the riches to serve God, and we have the love to serve God. but we serve God with the purpose of God. Or we come to the church life and only seek for power or blessings? If that's the case, then our heart isn't pure. Then we are ambitious for the wrong thing. Our ambition is not for the Lord. Then we should question our coming to the church life. Why are we here? Why do we need a position to be manifested? Why do we need someone's approval? To do what? What a shame that we come for the things of God but not God Himself. If we are all pure in heart and straight in our heart, then that is the best position and condition we can have. Why did we get exposed in this way? Because our heart was not pure. Saints, our heart has to be pure. The Lord rebukes those people. These people serve me by their lips, but their heart keeps far from me. The Lord says this with an aching, because that was of a people who cast out demons. They are powerful. These people are using all kinds of good things of the Bible. Yet, it's not about what they do. It is who they are. It's their heart. So, the Lord called these people lawless. These are the workers of lawlessness. Why does the Lord says this? Because the Lord is looking into the people's heart. The Lord also demands this from us. We shall love our God with all our heart, all our strength, all our mind. To serve the Lord our God, or love God our Lord with all our heart. All. Not just partial. Our heart is everything. Man. That's our labor. In the church life there are things and people that we are facing every day. In the world things are important. Doing things right. Doing things efficiently or effectively. Everything is about us doing things. Things are everything. We can sacrifice man for things to be achieved. But in the church life, everything is about man. Do we understand this? It is all about people. It is not about things. If we look into the things, then we are caught by the right and wrong. It's not about things. Most people are confused by us, because it's hard to be with us with things. It's our person. We are going to run into a heartbreak wall if our person is not straight unto the Lord. Not pure in the Lord. It's not about how we perform. Things are minor and not important in the church life. Things are produced for man. For man to be gained by God. If we study the Bible, time happens in between two infinities. God uses time to do a lot of things. God does things in between these two points. Things like creation and redemption. God does everything in time. All these major crises, one by one, happen in between two eternities. But for what? For man. Man is everything in the church life, but not in the world. The world puts everything above man. It's not about doing things right. It's about being gained by all these crises. God uses these crises to have man. God is not a businessman of trading. He doesn't want to have a good business, in today's commercial term to speak. He is not doing all these kinds of things to complete or accomplish a great career in the universe. That's not God's intention. God has an intention to do all these great crises or great events for man. For this unique corporate man to be gained. Don't be confused. In the church life we are oftentimes caught by God's creation, God's redemption, God's transformation. Why did the Lord do all these things? For what? The Lord never looks at how we perform. We try to do work for the Lord, but that's not what He is after. Today, in the church life, that's the point of view hiding beneath all these events. A lot of things happen. Sometimes the things seem encouraging, yet don't lose sight. Sometimes the things can be frustrating, but don't lose sight. We cannot ride on a roller coaster type of church life. Looking into all these things. Up and down. That's not the focus. We have to get that grip or understanding so we have a proper view on all the Lord's events. All these things happen during time. God uses time to prove all things. I like the speaking about time being a furnace. we throw everything into time, into the furnace. That will be the purifier, a cleansing process. The church life requires time. Transformation requires time. Our consecration requires time. Our love given to the Lord, given to one another requires time. What is the purpose behind the time? What is the meaning behind all these crises? However, it's not about our endurance. It's a very hot furnace, so it doesn't take long. Yet, don't be confused by the Lord's dealing. Again, the Lord uses things for a reason. Things like spiritual pregnancy are a very practical issue or dealing from the Lord to gain us. It is travail for us to conceive life, to gain life. What's the point for us to stay in the church life when it is sometimes not that joyful for gaining us, to give us a view, God's view? We are enjoying a very simple phrase recently in our heart: the Lord gives us a Bible. Think about this. Lord, you gave us a Bible. Every morning we get up, we should always say to the Lord, I thank you. This morning, you give me a Bible so I can know you. What a privilege in between God and man, there is nothing but a Bible. God gave us a Bible. Without that Bible we would never be able to understand Him, contact Him, or know His will, His desire, His eternal pleasure. To love Him, to serve Him. Nothing. What a treasure, what a gift. God gave us a love letter for us to change our concept, for our mind to be renewed. If we have this view, we will not become confused. If we don't have this view, then we will be caught by so many things that happen. God has no intention to do things right, according man's view, yet God has an intention to gain man by His doing things. So, that's our view. When we do things, like serving, oftentimes we might not have a proper heart, or our condition might not be proper. But yet we are doing things all the time. We are always doing, doing, doing. We can do so many things, but our person to God might not be pure. This man to God might not be correct, not appropriate, not proper, yet we do so many things. In Matthew 7 we see so many people doing things for God. All kinds of things. God says we are lawless. We are workers of lawlessness. This is the Lord dealing with our condition. We can do a lot of things. We can just follow the natural law. For example, we drop an apple, it's going to fall. If we follow the law, the natural principle of the universe, it's going to happen. A lot of people get married to get married. Just follow the law, everyone gets married. Some people who have children have no idea. Well, because we follow the law, then we have a baby. Don't be surprised. The Moabites were created by incest. They follow the same principle. Don't say I can serve the Lord. We can serve the Lord if we think that serving the Lord is doing things, it's easy. We can follow the natural principle to produce a lot of things. I can speak for God, yeah, sure. We just follow the powerful principle of giving a speech. We can get a lot of people's impressive reaction too, if we follow a certain law to do it. But what kind of thing do we produce? We have to be examined by the heart, by the condition of our heart. Our heart has to be correct. Our heart has to be proper. People say they are disappointed by this and that. Why are they disappointed? Recently, we are in a financial ditch. Not just this country, but the entire world. So many people, especially businessmen, get disappointed. Some saints are in their own businesses get frustrated, disappointed when they have a financial disaster. Do we know why? Because their heart is bound by the business. Because their heart is not set on the Lord. Their heart is not straight and pure. Oftentimes when a situation moves our heart, it is also tied to that situation. When the money is gone, our heart is gone. It just shows how people can get stumbled by the church life. Because our heart is not pure, we will be stumbled. The church life has no issues that cannot be solved. It's all about our heart. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the people that are pure in heart, because they shall see God." What a blessing today we can have the purity in our heart. That's very crucial today in our church culture. This is not just for the situation we are currently facing, but in the meantime, we can say wonderful. Each one among us will be filtered by this, because the bottom line is, why are we here? Our view must be set on the Lord, especially when we confront a situation. We are going out, facing the picture on the wall. We don't trust that picture. It is just a crisis. We can be excited about it, running around putting this and that together, yet we shouldn't trust that thing. It's just an event to get our heart strengthened, to get our heart purified. Overall, the bottom line is still, why are we here? The people in this picture are relying on a core group. It is the core value holding the reality of the church in Toledo. Each one among us is going to go through the same trial. We don't want to be filtered or sifted out. We want the Lord to have mercy on us. Everything is about His sovereign arrangement. We honor that and submit ourselves to this picture, knowing the Lord is going to gain us. It's not about the number. It's about our condition. We don't serve Him by our lips. Our heart is very much cemented to the Lord's eternal plan. We can love God, but we have to love God with the proper heart. We can serve God, but we have to serve God with the proper heart. It's everything about the being. It is the being. It's what the Lord is after in the church life. It's not about preaching the gospel. The church life is not about gaining people or reaching out to society, working to rescue our family and friends, or rescue the young people on campus. The church life is not even about the pursuing of the Bible, studying spiritual books, or learning spiritual lessons. All these things sound very familiar, which we are doing every day. But it's not about those. These are all the crises, the things. That's the bottom line question to our churching. What are we doing here? We should know today, the church life is only for producing the proper person, the proper material for God to be able to build. God cannot build on an unprepared material. We are the material in this process of preparation, becoming the right material. We will be built up, but for the building up to happen, the material needs to be prepared. Preaching the gospel is about that. Helping, perfecting, training, and equipping people is all about that. Meeting with people in their homes is for that. Having children, a family living, and a career is for that. We love one another and have coordination together for that. Everything is about that. Lord, You have Your building to be built, and Lord, we are privileged to be a part of that building. The church life is nothing about being perfect, it's about being properly prepared for the building to be built. All these things have to be done internally, not through outward performance. Lord, look into our heart. The heart is just a term to describe our condition. Where our heart is shows our condition. Don't be confused if we are in the midst of certain things. No matter what it is. If it's a trial, a success, a happy or sad feeling, it doesn't matter. What matters is don't lose sight. Don't lose sight. In our being together, if we have this sight, then we can be so bold. We will never be stumbled by a leading brother, and we will know exactly where they are coming from. We will know exactly where we are going to be touched. We don't have that kind of time to worry about our laundry, about our business. We have no interest to touch those things. We should know exactly what we are touching. If we have this sight, then we will love that leading brother to the uttermost. We will appreciate him. And actually, we will be encouraged by him. We will see him from a very different angle. Don't fight him. For what purpose do we fight him? And actually, if we look at the truth, everything done stupidly by the enemy are like those tiny sesame seeds. No one bothers to pick up the sesame seeds while eating their bagels. They just don't matter. Keep our heart with all vigilance, for from it are all the issues of life, all the results, all the accomplishments from our life. That's what the issues mean. We want to have a successful life? Have the diligence, keep our heart with all vigilance. Vigilance on what? Our heart has to be pure. Don't be ambitious. If we are ambitious in the church life on the wrong thing, we will hit a wall. Guaranteed we will hit a wall. Let's talk about the history of the unity among believers. It has become a movement. When I say history, it's in the past. If we study what we have been through in the past, it's about moving from man to work. When our attention or focus is on the work instead of the people. Actually, it's not just people, it is the proper material for spiritual building. If we move our view from crisis to crisis, then that becomes things-oriented. It's not about how successful we can do things. One day we are going to be measured. One day when we face the Lord, the measurement of the judgment is not our works. It's how proper people we can produce. It's not about the number. It's about the real deal. When it's about the number, we have to have some kind of guts, capability. We produce such a great deal of work, but in God's eyes that is nothing. There is nothing we can boast upon. Try to produce the people that can do the same thing that we can do. To love Him, to serve Him. That's something. When we are distracted from this point of view to works, we can turn away the people from our labor, from our church life, subtly or accidentally. We end up becoming a denomination with a good name. To be able to stay in the church life, we face this fundamental understanding of coming together. If we are equipped by this, we will be so free. We will be brought into a stage that nothing will hinder us. Nothing. Nothing.
For more information, please contact us at www.thechurchintoledo.org. Thank you for listening, and please visit our web forum, local church message board, and online discussion site. Turn in again next week as we continue our Bible study and discussion of the topic, On the Convincing Evidence, a radio ministry of the Church in Toledo. If you enjoyed the program tonight, we will like to hear from you for questions, further discussion, or simply fellowship. Our line is now open at 419-843-5042 again. 419-843-5042. We meet as believers from house to house, day by day. As Christ is our life, church is our living. Thank you and see you soon.